540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Ukraine isn't confirming it bombed that crucial bridge linking Russian-occupied Crimea to Russia, but...
The truth is that one broken Russian bridge means fewer broken Ukrainian lives, because this bridge is being used to supplement Russian army in the occupied Crimea and the occupied territories of the south of Ukraine with additional resources.
Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba on CBS Mornings. In Pennsylvania, two children remain missing after their family car was swept away by floodwaters this past weekend.
We continue to look for the two children. We are not going to give up.
Fire Chief Tim Brewer, the children's mother and grandmother died. Their father and brother survived. That coast-to-coast heat wave isn't going anywhere fast. It's likely to worsen over the next 2 days, and it's ignited new wildfires in already parched California.
Here in Riverside County, California, triple-digit heat for the rest of the week with an excessive heat advisory in effect through tomorrow evening. Cal Fire warning, a single spark could ignite another wildfire.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti. Americans aren't alone. China just recorded a record reading of just under 126 degrees. Before the year 2000, black suicide rates were among the lowest in the USA. Not anymore, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
Suicide rates among young black people from 10 to 24 years old rose nearly 40% from 2018 to 2021. That's according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. One possible reason for the staggering increase? Racism and discrimination against children is now ever present with the rise of social media.
Quarterly financial reports have been filed with the Federal Election Commission. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has had a peek.
These fundraising numbers are an early indication of how things are going for the Democratic and Republican races. And President Biden and the Democratic National Committee blew the Republican field out of the water, raising $72 million in the quarter that ran from April to June, far surpassing the GOP field. Former President Donald Trump brought in $35 million.
Mr. Trump continues to lead his Republican challengers in donations and opinion polls. In Miami last night, Inter Miami CF soccer fans braved torrential rains to welcome their new star player, global megastar Lionel Messi, introduced by team owner Jorge Mas.
We promised the city that we would dream, that we would sign the best players in the world and the best player in the world. And tonight that dream comes true.
Messi could make his field debut for the team as early as tomorrow's practice session. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are down 90 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know. Waukesha, Milwaukee, and other parts of southern Wisconsin are still under that air quality alert. Despite the advisory initially set to expire at noon yesterday, the air quality index in impacted areas remain above 100, indicating that the air is unhealthy for individuals sensitive to smoke and other airborne pollutants. We can anticipate an annual spectacle of motorcycles, as the Harley-Davidson CEO says they're planning on a yearly Harley homecoming. The company in a statement says they recognize the immense popularity of this weekend celebration and don't want to wait another 5 years for a party. Specific details about next year's homecoming have not been released. It is scheduled to take place July 25th through the 28th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is WAUK News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM. WAUK.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
I can
brother,
dig it.
Stop.
Right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Mother, good morning and welcome to the early news. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I as I was, you know, going through what I wanted to talk about this morning, there's a lot of different things to talk about. But I think that this one thing we have no choice but to talk about, and it's again Donald Trump. And you know, people laugh and we joke about Donald Trump, about just how, you know, ignorant of a person that he is. And, you know, we talk about how old Joe Biden is, but Calvin, Donald Trump is only 3 years younger than Joe Biden. It's not like we're talking about, you know, a millennial or Generation X. You know, we're talking about a guy from the same generation as Joe Biden. There's 3 years difference in the ages of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So when you hear Republicans constantly talking about how old Joe Biden is, and you see some signs with Donald Trump, I clearly see signs of Donald Trump struggling cognitively. He's clearly not the same guy he was, you know, 3 years ago. No question whatsoever. You see signs that Donald Trump is slipping as well. And so when you constantly hear people talking about how old Joe Biden is and all those things, you know, the difference is this between the two. You know, Donald Trump is a dangerous, dangerous person. And you just have to read the things that he's saying. He's a man that's vindictive, and that he wants to become the president of the United States to punish people. People who used to support him, people who don't support him, his whole specter is about punishing people who don't agree with him. And you just see it over and over and over and over. And he's talking about things from the perspective of, you know, people did this to me and I'm going to make them pay. That's all he's talking about. He's going to make people pay. And I don't know how you can possibly look at a person like that and say that somehow you think that person is right to be the president of the United States. He's talking about waging a great battle against the deep state. Joe Biden and the Democrats, corrupt administration. What battle? Is that what we're looking for? Are we looking, Calvin, are you looking to elect a man who all he sees is I'm going to punish the people who didn't support me, who don't agree with me, and so once I get in this position of power, I'm going to punish these people? Is that the kind of person that we should be looking for to be president of the United States, man?
No, certainly not. I wasn't looking for him to be president when he was on his first kick, though. So,
I know, Calvin, but here's a man now that is so vindictive, so full of hate. I don't see any way possible that he can even consider doing the bidding and what needs to be done for a nation and fighting for the American people. It's all about him. It's all about what people did to me. And so I'm going to do this to punish people. And yet, if for conservatives, he's number one. You know, he's clearly leading the pack because there are people who accept that. That's what they want. They want a vindictive, hateful person to represent them. And so how can you possibly then do what is necessary to make the nation a better place? If you are so bought into just you, and it's all about you, and your mindset is all about you, I don't understand why people would support that. But unfortunately, they are. Because Donald Trump is going to win the nomination of the Republican Party again, in spite of all of these negative things that we know are inside of him. Here's a man filled with hate. Donald Trump is filled with hate. He's as hateful a person as there is on the planet. He's not thinking about what's in the best interest of this nation. And yet we hold our breaths, collective breaths, because we don't know if this man is going to wind up in the office, the Oval Office again. But I think that's a bigger question to be asked of those who support him. Even when you see all these negative things that just keep piling up on top of each other. After we get through with Bill from Oconomowoc, I'm gonna run down some of the things that this man is saying. He's a dangerous, dangerous man. He's a dangerous man. And yet there are people who overlook all of that because they feel like, you know, he's been mistreated. You know, he talks about the founding fathers. He couldn't be as far away from the founding fathers, you know, as Pluto is, you know, to the sun. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? Do you understand how looking at all the things that this man is saying publicly and watching him Does it surprise you that he is going to get the nomination and that your neighbors and my neighbors and the people who support him dismiss all of those things?
Earl, I believe that this was designed years ago by a man of the name of Newt Gingrich. He wrote a manifesto that he said, no longer are we our friends across the aisle, we're going to war. People took him seriously. During that period was the rise of a man by the name of Rush Limbaugh. And the hate just started flowing and flowing. Well, now they have the biggest criminal ever running for the Republican Party. And people say, oh, they've been this weaponizing garbage I hear. They started following him the minute he entered office because they knew this would happen. And to say, oh, we didn't know that. Look at his past record before he got there. He's indicative of what he is. But I think if people would listen to you, Earl, and the Democratic Party, and frame their slogan is, do you want to have the worst criminal president ever again in office? Remember what happened when he was in office. So you, if you approve this criminal conduct, we've got Jim Jordan, another criminal. He's got a subpoena hanging over his head. He ignores it, and he pretends he's running this kangaroo court. This is what we're in for. See, they don't do anything. They do nothing but destroy a democracy, ignore our Constitution, cherry pick our Constitution, and then say, see, we're that. The one thing they're not is Christian, because a Christian is a humanitarian. There isn't a humanitarian in one of those people.
Bill, listen to this. This is Trump yesterday. Yesterday, we celebrated the 247th anniversary of independence as a free nation. Well, you know, but we paid tribute to the great patriots who sacrificed everything so that we could have the chance to be free. But sadly, our great nation is on the brink of falling victim to the dark forces of tyranny that our founding fathers fought so valiantly against. We now find ourselves in a new quest for independence. A cabal of unelected bureaucrats, often referred to as the deep state, are attempting to amass total control over our country and stop you from having a voice in your own government. There were many times when the cause of our founding fathers looked bleak. The odds were certainly not in their favor. They were standing up to the largest empire the world had ever seen. This is Donald Trump talking. But the cause of freedom proved to be the most powerful force on the face of the planet. Our founding fathers won their David versus Goliath battle for liberty and gave us the greatest nation on God's green earth. Now our nation is engulfed in the final battle for America. Listen to this. The final battle for America. If we win the 2024 election, we will reclaim our independence, our liberty, and our justice. But if we lose, then our republic will be gone for good. Just as the patriots who we honor today refuse to surrender, neither can we. Together we will save our country and we will make America great again. Insanity. Dangerous words. If we don't win, if the Republicans don't win, the greatest battle. What do you mean greatest battle? Donald Trump himself? If Donald Trump doesn't win, then the nation itself as we know it comes to an end. And he says this and people listen to him and they believe that. That's the danger. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 78 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. High of 79 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
To you, then why can't I touch you? Saying I want to change you, and I don't want to rearrange you. But if you
All right, welcome back to the show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, Texas, at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, Tucker Carlson recently said that President Trump's emergence will go down as the most significant turning point in American politics in 100 years. What? Tucker Carlson recently said that President Trump's emergence will go down as the most significant turning point in American politics in 100 years. In other words, in 2024, you can cast the most consequential vote in a century. Just like Americans before you had the chance to vote for Washington and Lincoln, you now stand at a very unique point in our nation's history to cast a monumental vote to save our republic and stop our nation's descent into tyranny. President Trump's ascent to the national stage gave a voice to what was once called the silent majority, but we're not so silent anymore. On November 5th, 2024, the entire world will hear our voice as we peacefully take back the reins and put President Donald Trump back in the White House. Let's go to Eric from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I have two things of interest to you. First thing I want to mention is that wasn't it not too terribly long ago that we fought a world war against fascism, yet we're trying to bring it back?
Absolutely.
And second thing I'll mention, too, this whole problem is basically a spiritual problem. What I mean is I've studied a lot of paranormal and other supernatural activities and stuff all my life. And I had one experience where I was in the hospital. I was getting chemo. And an elderly old woman came in, you know, get some chemo or something. And I had the TV remote, and I was watching it, and I felt, well, you know, I'll share the remote with the woman, and she wants to watch what she wants to watch. I'm good with it, okay? So I gave her the remote. And within 5 minutes from that, I watched the remote go from zero, or rather, it's from 30 to 100. And it does it a couple times, and she didn't touch the damn thing. She didn't touch it. I told the woman, would you, because the remote was next to her, I said, would you kindly turn it down, please? She did, and then a few minutes later, went back up to 100%. And then the kicker is this. She said to me, she says that all my TVs have a short life. What I'm getting at here is that there's people who are having a relationship with the devil, and he's just, you know, they're voting the way he wants them to vote. To destroy themselves and everybody else around them.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. Second, I think what we need to start doing, and we need to start researching a little bit, because the Republicans are not going to be running against Joe Biden because they know they're going to lose. But we really do need to start doing some research in terms of what Kamala Harris has done. She needs to be invited on your show. We need to make sure, because that's who they're going to be running against. And the thing is, if they keep on making her neutered to not be anything in the Biden administration, this may be over, because Joe Biden is older. And you know, that's just a simple fact of time. So I would just ask if there's any way we can find out, like, you know, what she has done actually at the border, because she has cleaned that up quite a bit. Just as my own state senator.
Tom, let me say this, man. I hear you.
Yes.
But did you hear what they're saying about Donald Trump? I mean, and if the best they can do is say Kamala Harris is not qualified, listen to what they're saying about this man.
Well, absolutely, but they're fighting a, you know, like in the Crusades, they're fighting a holy war.
Yeah, they are. What
they I mean, just listen to
they
the
really
words
are.
That are being spoken, and you are hearing the. I mean, I would love to ask anybody on the GOP if they believe that the world's coming to an end soon, because I feel like they think, you know, they're going to push it along and bring the second coming of Christ, and they're. Minds, but they didn't read the Bible where God said if you help it along, you all end up in the fire of hell. But that's what they're doing. If you listen to the terminology that they're using, it was used by pharaohs, it was used by kings back in even Jesus's time. Jesus was the one that was the liberal and progressive in this whole thing, and these people. You know, they're using that terminology. They're using that messaging. And whoever wrote that speech for Donald Trump, they are taking that directly from, like, the people's Bible, the Old Testament, not the New Testament. They seem to be afraid of the New Testament. You know, the part where Jesus says in Matthew, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You know, when you're hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. All of those different things. They just seem to believe that if they believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, and they died on the cross.
Are you
as much as they want.
Are you sure they don't think Donald Trump is their Lord and Savior?
Well, they may think that too. They may
come
think
on.
Jesus Christ. I will tell you this, Earl. Anybody that calls up and says that Donald Trump is the Savior. They're breaking the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt not have
strength. Hey, Tom, we gotta go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine says, gee, thanks, Moscow, for suspending that deal that saw Ukrainian grain reaching a hungry world through Russian waters.
Prices for grain all across the globe will go up. People in the most vulnerable regions of Asia, Africa, they will feel it. Stop playing hunger games with the people around the world.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on CBS Mornings. This is Moscow blames Ukraine for the latest attack on a strategic bridge linking occupied Crimea to the Russian mainland. That coast-to-coast heat wave hunkers down.
It is really a hard time of year to live in Arizona.
And in lots of other places, triple-digit heat expected to worsen in coming days. Flash floods near Philadelphia left five dead this past weekend and two children unaccounted for.
A family from Charleston was on their way to a barbecue when they were caught in a flash flooding in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Emergency leaders say the mother was killed while both toddlers are still missing.
KYW-TV's Wakeisha Bailey, CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know. Much of our area, including Waukesha and Milwaukee, continues to be under an air quality alert. Despite the advisory's planned expiration yesterday at noon, the air quality index in the affected regions remains above 100. A 20-year-old silver or gray Jeep Cherokee that has a busted hood and windshield is what you should keep an eye out for. It's the vehicle Milwaukee police say struck and killed a 27-year-old woman Saturday night while crossing West Greenfield and 23rd. We can anticipate an annual spectacle of motorcycles, as the Harley-Davidson CEO says they're planning on a yearly Harley homecoming. The company in a statement says they recognize the immense popularity of this weekend celebration and don't want to wait another 5 years for a party. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with a water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. That's WAUK.half.
What way is back again? Push.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. This is the danger, inherent danger, that we must understand with what we're dealing with right now, excuse me, in this country. And Donald Trump is clearly orchestrating this, and he is the fiddler. He is the Pied Piper, and he certainly has all of these people who are following, him. The key difference between agenda number 47, agenda 47, and the original Trump pitch in 2016 is its total lack of focus on corporate capitalist goals and its total focus on fulfilling right-wing populist fantasies. Dud city building projects in the desert, the expulsion of homeless people to tent cities, the pardon of fascist insurrectionists, and a year-long fun fair. It's like a politics designed around video game fantasies. The good news is it's a signal of how detached Trump is even from the libertarian-turned-fascist wing of the American tech elite. It lacks any sense of realism, even about the agenda they want. Massive deregulation and the market station of public services. The bad news is that it could work. Like QAnon, this collection of fantasies will take on a life of its own and is intended to. You can design your own state fair, state by state, with the Gadsden flags and AR-15 firing ranges. You can fantasize about which particular homeless street you would hose down first. The day after the inauguration, what matters is that serious GOP politicians push back and explain gently to the American people that this is baby talk and that what stands behind it, should Trump succeed, is the intended collapse of American power and status in the world. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. Your thoughts?
Well, Earl, I just am amazed how your party focuses on the Republican candidate when there's still a primary to be had, still debates to be had.
Have you looked at how far ahead Donald Trump is?
Doesn't matter, does it?
It does matter.
Because you say it doesn't matter, CJ,
doesn't mean it doesn't matter.
Why don't you care about Robert J. Kennedy? Why don't you care about Miss Williamson, that is also a candidate in your party?
Well, you know why?
You know why?
You know why? Because they're not talking. Why? They're not talking about destroying the nation. They're not saying that if I don't win, we're going to attack. They're not saying that, CJ. There's no comparison.
This president, your candidate, has almost got us into a third world war right now.
CJ. Almost got us into is ridiculous. Almost. Come on, man. What is that? We're talking about a man right now in Donald Trump who is using coded language and saying, if I don't win, there's an end to this nation. That's what the man you're supporting is saying. And nobody else, not Joe Biden, no one else is saying any of those crazy things other than an insane person. Donald Trump is an insane, dangerous person, and he's got many followers like you who are going to support him and off the cliff.
Russia wasn't invading other countries.
CJ, that's tired.
South Korea.
CJ, we're sick of hearing that. That's tiresome. We're talking about right now what Donald Trump is saying today and the threats that he's making to this nation. And all you can do is instead of listening to what this man is saying and realizing how dangerous he is, you want to come back talking about these other things that nobody wants to hear about.
the fact are, this president maybe took $5 million from China along
with his son, CJ,
and you don't even want it.
No, I don't want to hear that, CJ. What I want to hear is why people like you, who know that Donald Trump is a demagogue and who know that he is dangerous, for Tucker Carlson to make a statement that Donald Trump and that this is the most important time in the last 100 years. Tucker Carlson recently said that President Trump's emergence will go down as the most significant turning point in American politics in 100 years. He's right, but only from this perspective, that there are people who gave up their ability to think independently and allowed Donald Trump to put his brain in their heads. That's the most significant part of why Donald Trump's emergence, because the American people, many of them, and especially the MAGA people who support Donald Trump, have given up their ability to think independently and have allowed this man, this dangerous dictator, to do the thinking for them.
Earl, you want to hear my response?
I already know your response.
Talk to yourself.
I already know. Joe Biden.
See, we got candidates. We got 7 candidates, maybe more, like Tim Scott, who created opportunity zones along with Donald Trump.
Hey, did you look at how much money Tim Scott has? Do you realize the numbers that Tim Scott has? He's got no chance in the world. You got a better chance of becoming the nominee than Tim Scott. So, no, I don't want to talk about Tim Scott. I don't want to talk about any of the others, because the second person in line is, what's the guy's name from Florida? Ron DeSantis. And he's nowhere near raising the amount of money that Donald Trump is. As a matter of fact, he's cutting his staff. And you're the guy who was supporting Ron DeSantis a couple months ago. He's got no chance. So let's talk about reality. Let's talk about the fact that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. That's the facts, CJ.
You don't know that, Earl.
I do know that.
We got a primary. We got a primary. You do too, but you don't care. You just want to pick an insane, demented CJ.
Only a person who has no cognitive ability at all would somehow think that anybody other than Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Okay? And so you can hold on to that, you know, crazy thought all you want to. You care about your primary. It's meaningless. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. And the question becomes, so this demagogue is going to run again. The Republicans are going to put him up again. And the fact that there are people who still, you know, support him and all the issues that he's faced with, not even considering at all what's important to the American people. It's all about him. It's all about what's happening to him. And yet you guys are blinded. You can't understand that. You can't see that there's something inherently wrong with putting a demagogue in that position. Last opportunity, CJ.
World, Earl.
You said what?
Why would you care about a safe and secure world like we had when Donald Trump, a prosperous country? Hey. 1.8% inflation, 6.8% GDP growth.
Donald Trump's not talking about any of those things. Earth to CJ. Donald Trump is talking about his enemies. He's not talking about any of those things. And people like you, You're so caught up in this, you can't see that he's not talking about that. Don't tell me about what he had before. Let's talk about the man today and what his conversation is about. It's about none of those things you are talking about. It's about retribution and who he's going to punish. And you can't even see that, man.
Earl, because the first thing he said to Caitlin on CNN, what would you do as president? He said, drill, baby, drill.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. You missed the whole point. Hey, Tom, how you doing, sir? You say what?
Oh, Earl?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, just a few things about with CJ and also age. I'll start with age first. It worries me because I'm hearing even media people on the left talking about Biden's age. And I really believe we all need to get over that and behind him. And
Tom, let me say this. You can't dismiss his age, man. Okay. Man, come on, man. He'll be 82 years old if he takes the office and he's reelected. You can't dismiss that. And I support him. But anybody who says that's not an issue, man, I have to question them. No 82-year-old that I know of. And we're putting that person in a position to deal with the stresses of the world on a daily basis. The most powerful person on earth is the president of the United States. And it's tough enough if you're 52. We can't dismiss that age plays a role in that, man. Your response.
But Trump is also only 3 years.
I know. I said that earlier.
So to me, the whole point is null and void because we got two old people running. So we either get behind Biden and
I'm supporting Joe Biden.
You know,
I'm supporting Joe Biden, but I can't very well honestly say that the fact that he'll be 82 years old isn't an issue.
It is. I understand.
Okay.
But again, I'm voting for him.
I'm voting for him too, man. Go ahead.
But really quick, CJ talks about debates that, yeah, they're having.
So let me do this. Hold on, Tom. We've got to go to a break. Hang on. I want you to get a chance to get your point out. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open
open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 78. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 54. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms Thursday. Highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
When you get right down to it, isn't this moment what it's all about, girl?
Text us at that same number. Just talking about Donald Trump and just the inherent dangers and the fact that people who are supporting him just don't see where this is headed. Tom from West Dallas. Tom, go ahead.
Thank you for letting me continue. PJ. Talking about debates, Trump is saying that he's not going to bother debate. He doesn't even want to debate. Why should he debate? So I don't know what CJ is talking about when, okay, sure, you can get 4 or 5 people who can't confront Trump on this stuff like Chris Christie would. So he's like wildfather. So whatever CJ is talking. Also, Trump inherited that economy in the beginning from Obama. Things just don't change like flipping a switch with the economy.
So
it started with a great.
So I've said that a million times. CJ does not comprehend that no president can come in 1 year turn around an economy. Or, you know, it took Obama. Look how long it took Obama to turn around George Bush's flailing economy. So it does not matter. He doesn't hear any of the things you and I are saying. There are just some inherent dangers in what's happening. Donald Trump has made it clear if he loses again, you know, which he's going to, because there are more Americans who have enough common sense to know a dangerous person when they see one, and to call Joe Biden dangerous and not Donald Trump. Come on, what more needs to be said?
Well, all people have to do is look into the history of like what Mussolini did. He was in the same position Trump was. He was in trouble. He did all this stuff. And then as soon as he got elected, turned into a dictatorship. That is what's happening today with Trump. It's the same thing that Mussolini did.
Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening, Tom. Listen, Trump is the most dangerous politician in America, perhaps even more dangerous than the treasonous, seditious, original Confederates that succeeded from the Union. Trump has pursued a fourth-generation warfare strategy to delegitimize the federal government, especially but not limited to those with real power to detect, investigate, and prosecute him for federal crimes up to treason. The FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, and the CIA, and the DOD. His objective, if he becomes the 47th president, is to completely gut these institutions, what the revolutionary MAGA called the deep state. He will eviscerate the expected civil service and completely destroy the rule of law, transparency in government, and efficient nonpartisan bureaucratic institutions. For all intents and purposes, democracy will be over, and the peace and security of Europe and the Asian Pacific region jeopardized for hundreds of millions of people for generations. He will have destroyed everything our ancestors, including the greatest generation's key accomplishments of fostering Europe and Asian Pacific stability, prosperity, and peace. So make no mistake about it. You know, all of you who have no choice but to continue to support a man who is without question the most dangerous man in this nation. No question. No other man has the capabilities that Donald Trump has, if elected, to destroy democracy as we know it. He said that's what he's going to do. In so many words, that's what he said he's going to do. And yet there are people who continue to, in the face of all of that, they can't resist what they call his magnetism. Calvin, Donald Trump and magnetism?
Yeah, I don't know, I guess. who knows? It's blown my mind since day one.
Yeah, man. I mean, what is there about him? What is there that's redeeming? There's not one redeeming quality about that man. Not one.
I think for some people, and this is really sad, it comes down to, well, they were initially grabbed by that he was funny.
That he was what?
He was funny. He made them laugh, so that's why they voted for him.
Yeah, well, but now we're talking about a man who's looking to destroy the nation. That's what he's talking about.
I don't know. Maybe it's a fear. They don't want to admit they're wrong, because if they don't vote for him, they're admitting they were wrong in 2016.
Well,
2012.
So they'd rather see the nation destroyed than them admitting that they were wrong.
Well, that's the way
it
looks.
I'm not dismissing what you're saying, because I think what you are saying is accurate. I just can't understand the mentality of anybody who will say, I'm willing to sail the future of the nation down the river because I don't want people to think I was wrong. You know, and that's the only thing that really makes sense, Calvin.
I mean, it's the only thing I can think of. Either that or they genuinely hate America. Like, those are both bad options.
Well, they don't hate America. They hate people who think Donald Trump is a nut.
Yeah, and I guess hate America was being hyperbolic,
right?
But they clearly have a unwarranted grievance with the way the government functions right
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. And we'll be giving out State Fair tickets from now until State Fair begins, two every day. So stay tuned. I'll see you guys later.
It's the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series at the Waukesha County Fair, Thursday, July 20th on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage, featuring Iron Plow, Karma Shotgun, and Talon. Music starts at 7:30, hosted by WAUK's Don Brown. The Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy and Guitars for Vet stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.